Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to pull out the key insights on important topics and get you up to speed quickly.
Glad to be digging in today.
Yeah, so today we're looking at fundraising, specifically how the whole pandemic situation really shook things up.
Massively.
And how some changes that felt temporary back then, well, they seem to be sticking around permanently.
That's right. We're drawing on some great material here. Virtual fundraising, a lasting impact. It really gets into how organizations connect with donors now.
Our mission today is basically to unpack that how these shifts, born out of necessity, have sort of fundamentally altered the landscape.
Yeah.
So let's start with the basics. Before all this, a huge part of a lead fundraiser's job was travel, right? Getting on planes, meeting donors face-to-face.
Absolutely core. You know, relationship building often meant being physically present, sometimes flying across the country or even internationally.
And then, bam, pandemic hits. That cornerstone just gets knocked out.
Yeah, and the whole industry just slowed right down. It was a huge shock to the system.
Especially as the source notes for folks based in places that got hit hard early on, like New York.
Exactly. New York was the epicenter. So if your job relied on travel and in-person meetings and you're based there, well, you're grounded completely.
An existential threat, really, to the old model.
No exaggeration. It forced an immediate, like, really fast pivot. There wasn't time to wait and see.
Right. So the immediate solution was obvious, I guess. Virtual meetings.
Arrangements were made pretty quickly to meet virtually with people you'd normally be booking flights to see.
All driven by the immediate needs, getting resources to beneficiaries.
Yes, the mission didn't stop, but that move to virtual, as the source emphasizes, it really changed the game. It wasn't just a temporary fix.
Okay, so it changed the game. How? What made it more than just Zoom calls instead of coffee meetings?
Well, it forced innovation. People got creative. We saw personalized video messages tailored to specific donors, virtual tours of facilities showing impact directly.
Interesting.
Yeah, and interactive online events that felt more engaging than just a standard webinar. Fundraisers had to learn new skills, digital storytelling using tech effectively.
So reaching people in new ways. Maybe even more people.
Often, yes. Wider reach, sometimes a more diverse audience who couldn't have attended an in-person gala, for example. It wasn't just about replicating the old ways online. It was about creating a new kind of digital experience. Sometimes, surprisingly, even more intimate.
Right. And the key takeaway from the source seems to be that this isn't temporary. There's no going back to exactly how things were.
It doesn't look like it. The momentum is just not there for a full reversion.
What makes them so sure? What's the evidence in virtual fundraising, a lasting impact that points to this being a permanent shift?
Well, a few things. First, cost efficiency. It's undeniable. Think of all the savings on flights, hotels, big event venues.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That freed up budget can go directly into programs, which is a huge plus. Second, that expanded reach we mentioned. It's real. Geography isn't the barrier it once was.
So potentially more donors from more places.
Exactly. It sort of democratizes philanthropy access, especially for smaller nonprofits, maybe. And third, and this is interesting, some actually reported deeper engagement.
Deeper? How so?
Well, maybe fewer big in-person meetings, but the virtual tools allow for more frequent, shorter check-ins, keeping the connection warm, maintaining momentum throughout the year. It's just an evolution. Seems irreversible.
So it's moved beyond a workaround into like a strategic advantage.
Pretty much. Organizations are actively building this into their long-term plans now. It's embedded.
How's that changed the day-to-day for the fundraisers themselves, the actual people doing the work?
Big shifts there too. The source talks about a real upskilling needed digital communication, managing relationships virtually. It's a different skill set, or an expanded one anyway.
Less time packing suitcases, more time managing online interactions.
Kind of, yeah. Calendars look different, more flexibility, potentially better work-life balance, which helps keep good people in the sector. Organizations see the efficiency, the operational benefits. It's part of the planning now. A clear pivot.
Okay, so wrapping this up for you, our listener, the takeaway is pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
Virtual fundraising isn't just a blip from the pandemic. It's a fundamental, lasting change in how organizations connect with supporters and, well, get the resources they need.
It's a new paradigm, more efficient in many ways, definitely more expansive.
Yeah.
And that leads to a final thought, something for you to maybe mull over. Think about other areas, other industries, maybe even just parts of your own daily life.
Okay.
Where else did we see these kinds of temporary solutions pop up during those, you know, exceptional circumstances? And which of those might also be quietly reshaping our future, having a lasting impact we didn't initially anticipate?
Interesting question. Something to think about.